Hello, Prevet. How are you today? Are you feeling motivated for another class? Well, that's actually the topic of our dialogue today, motivation. Do you always feel motivated at work? I think we all go through some difficult phases, right? And our colleague Tom is actually going through a hard time right now. Want to know what's going on? Well, let's listen to our dialogue and find out.
Hey, Tom. You seem a little distracted today. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just struggling a bit with all the stuff that's on my table right now.
Do you have too much to do?
Not really. It's just that I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. I want to do something new and exciting.
Is your routine getting to you? Sometimes I feel that way as well, especially when I'm not on some special assignment.
Yeah, ever since I left my previous function, it feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No week was like the previous one.
What did you used to do? Why do you miss it so much?
I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. I miss it a lot because we always had to keep up with market conditions that were constantly changing. You never knew what would come up next week, even the next day.
Is that something you enjoy? Because, to be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. I'd rather know what to expect than to have to reinvent the wheel every other day.
So, do you feel motivated at your current assignment?
I do. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I get to do it with my team. If you're feeling unmotivated, maybe you should check with your team leader to see if you can try your hand at some other position.
True. Maybe I'll do that today. I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore.
Hey, Tom. You seem a little distracted today. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just struggling a bit with all the stuff that's on my table right now.
Do you have too much to do?
Not really. It's just that I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. I want to do something new and exciting.
Is your routine getting to you? Sometimes I feel that way as well, especially when I'm not on some special assignment.
Yeah, ever since I left my previous function, it feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No week was like the previous one.
What did you used to do? Why do you miss it so much?
I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. I miss it a lot because we always had to keep up with market conditions that were constantly changing. You never knew what would come up next week, even the next day.
Is that something you enjoy? Because, to be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. I'd rather know what to expect than to have to reinvent the wheel every other day.
So, do you feel motivated at your current assignment?
I do. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I get to do it with my team. If you're feeling unmotivated, maybe you should check with your team leader to see if you can try your hand at some other position.
True. Maybe I'll do that today. I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore.
Well, Tom's feeling a little down, but we're very motivated here, so let's not waste any more time and take a closer look at a sentence from our dialogue, shall we? We start with, "Hey, Tom, you seem a little distracted today. What's going on?" Hey, Tom, you seem a little distracted today. What's going on? This expression here, the phrasal verb go on, usually has two different meanings. The first one is the one we have here in our dialogue, which is as a synonym of happen. So if I ask someone what's going on, what I'm asking is what's happening, right? I could also say, I don't really know what's going on at the office today. So I don't really know what's going on at the office today. I don't really know what's happening at the office today, right? So go on can mean happen, but it can also mean to continue. So if I say, for instance, we can't go on like this, we can't go on like this, we can't continue like this, right? Or I could also say, I'd really like to go on with this project. I'd really like to go on with this project. So I'd really like to continue with this project, right? So usually the phrasal verb go on has these two different meanings. To continue, so we can go on like this, or to happen, what's going on, right? Let's move on to our next page. Not much. I'm just struggling a bit with all this stuff that's on my table right now. Not much. I'm just struggling a bit with all this stuff that's on my table right now. Here we have a very interesting verb to indicate that you're going through some difficulties, which is the verb to struggle. To struggle, therefore, means to go through difficulties. So to go through a hard time, right? So if I say, I know she's struggling to get that report finished on time. What I'm saying is that I know she's having difficulties. I know she's going through a hard time to get a report finished on time, right? I could also say, they've been struggling with this for a while. They've been struggling with this for a while. They've been going through some difficulties. They've been having a hard time with this for a while, right? So to struggle, to go through difficulties. A very interesting verb there. And also, you may have noticed that we have, once again, the expression right now. We've seen the expression right now being used as a synonym of immediately, right? But in our situation here, in our dialogue here, we're not using right now as a synonym of immediately. We're actually using it as a synonym of at this moment, or basically just now, right? So I'm just struggling a bit with all this stuff that's on my table right now. I'm just struggling with all this stuff that's on my table at this moment, or just now, right? So I can use the expression right now either to indicate immediately. So if I say, I need this report right now, I need this report immediately. But if I say, we can't deal with that right now, what I'm actually saying is that we can't deal with that at this moment. We can't deal with that now, right? So the expression right now can either be just an intensifier of the word now, meaning at this moment, or it can mean immediately. So it depends on my context. All right, let's move on. Do you have too much to do? Do you have too much to do? No problems there. So let's move forward. Not really. It's just that I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. I want to do something new and exciting. Not really. It's just that I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. I want to do something new and exciting. I've already told you about this expression here, the expression over and over again, which means repeatedly, right? Repeatedly. And it might seem a little redundant in Portuguese, right? But it's perfectly fine in English. Over and over again really gives this idea that something is actually very repetitive, right? So over and over again, all right? So over and over again, right? It's okay. It's not redundant. It's perfectly fine, all right? Also, attention here to the pronunciation of want to, right? We normally say that as wanna. I wanna do. I wanna do something new. I wanna do something new and exciting. I wanna do something new and exciting. All right, so want to, we're normally in a fast everyday speech, we're normally gonna say wanna. I wanna. I wanna do. All right, moving on. Is your routine getting to you? Sometimes I feel that way as well, especially when I'm not on some special assignment. Is your routine getting to you? Sometimes I feel that way as well, especially when I'm not on some special assignment. There's another interesting phrasal verb here, which is the phrasal verb get to someone, right? If something gets to someone, this thing affects this person. So affect or influence. Right, so if I say, that movie really got to me, the movie really affected me, the movie really influenced me. Or I could also say, don't let them get to you. Don't let them get to you. So don't let them influence you. Don't let them affect you. All right, so get to someone can have this meaning of affect, of influence. That movie really got to me. The movie really affected me. Don't let them get to you. Don't let them affect you, influence you, and so on. All right? You may also have noticed that we have an interesting situation here in terms of spelling. We have the word especially, And then we have the word special. But then what's the difference between especially and specially? Are both accepted? Are both used? Do they have the same meanings? Luis, tell us a little more about that.
When you see the words special and especially, it might seem a little strange that there's no E in special. Or maybe you're thinking, why is there an E in especially? Well, let me begin by reassuring you that the word special means what it looks like. It is not very hard to translate and is directly related to the Portuguese word especial. The more unique part is the fact that in English, especially and specially are words with slightly different meanings. Especially with an E is used as an adverb in the same way that above all or particularly would be used to talk about something that stands out. So you could say, for instance, that you're interested in all aspects of business management, especially logistics. On the other hand, specially without E means that something was made with a specific purpose in mind. For example, this new system was made specially for our company. This is not especially difficult, is it? Now back to class.
All right, I think we can move on to our next page, right? So, yeah. Ever since I left my previous function, it feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No week was like the previous one. Yeah, ever since I left my previous function. Yeah, ever since I left my previous function. This expression here, we've already seen it. The expression ever since, which means basically the same thing as since, the word since, right? Which indicates something that has been happening from a particular time, right? But when we add the word ever, we're actually giving emphasis that it's something that has been happening continuously from a particular time, right? So we're indicating something that is happening continuously since the time mentioned. So we need to have a time, a period of time that was mentioned before, right? So then we can use ever since to indicate something that has been happening continuously since the time mentioned, since that particular time, right? So if I say, I've been walking to work ever since I decided to lose weight. So I've been walking to work ever since I decided to lose weight. So I've been walking to work since the moment I decided to lose weight, right? So from that moment on, from that time on, I've been doing this continuously. I've been walking to work. All right, now that our memory is refreshed, let's move on to our next page. It feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. It feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. Why am I using the present perfect here? Has become. Because it's something that started in the past, right? Ever since I left my previous function. And that is going on. That is still happening in the present, at the moment. So my routine has become quite repetitive. It started to become repetitive some time ago, and it's still repetitive today. All right? In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No week was like the previous one. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No week was like the previous one. This expression here, the word rotation, actually comes from job rotation, right? Which is an expression that we also use in Brazil, the same expression in English, right? We say job rotation in Portuguese as well, right? It is basically a technique, a method that some companies, some employers use that make the employees rotate their jobs. They change their jobs. So I start doing another thing, another assignment, and then another person, a different person, starts doing what I used to do, right? So job rotation, when you rotate or change the employees assigned job. right? So you change the job that you had and you start doing something different, right? It's a way that the company's found to keep people motivated and so that everybody can try out different things. All right, so job rotation, just rotation if we want to keep it short. All right, let's move on to our next page. What did you used to do? Why do you miss it so much? What did you used to do? Why'd you miss it so much? We have here a very common and very used expression in English, which is the expression used to. This expression indicates a habit, a previous habit, or a repetitive action. So we're talking either about a habit that you had or something that you did every day or every week, something that you had to repeat, right? We normally see this expression in the affirmative form, right? We normally see it in a sentence like, I used to visit my grandma every Sunday, right? So it's a habit that you had, a repetitive action from the past. I used to visit my grandma every Sunday. Now I don't visit my grandma every Sunday anymore, right? But here in our dialogue, we're using this expression in a question, right? And as you can see, the structure changes a little bit. Why is that? Because since we're talking about previous actions, previous habits, our sentence is in the past, is in the simple past. So used to is an expression in the simple past. And then what happens when we make questions in the simple past? We use the did, and then my verb goes back to the base form, right? So when I make a question using the expression used to, I'm going to remove the simple past from the verb and put it in the front using the did, right? So, did you use to visit your grandma every Sunday, right? And the same thing happens, as you already know, when I make a negative sentence. I'm gonna take the simple past away from the verb and I'm gonna say didn't, right? So I didn't use to visit my grandma every Sunday, right? So we have this structure that you definitely already knew, but I just wanted you to refresh your memory a little in terms of questions and negative sentences, right? So when we have an affirmative sentence, my expression is going to be used to. And then when I have a question, did you use to? And a negative sentence, you didn't use to. All right, so used to with the D in the end, only for affirmative sentences. All right, let's move on here with our dialogue. I wasn't a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. I missed it a lot because we had to keep up with market conditions that were constantly changing. You never knew what would come up the next week, even the next day. Hold on, let's break this paragraph into smaller sentences. I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. Once again here, attention to the spelling of the word responsible, right? Responsible with an I, responsible, responsible. Also, the pronunciation of the word commercial, 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 commercial strategy planning, commercial strategy planning. And notice here that we have, once again, that structure of the adjectives, right? What am I talking about? What was I responsible for? For the planning. What kind of planning? The strategy planning. What kind of strategy? The commercial strategy. So commercial strategy planning. All right? I miss it a lot because we always had to keep up with market conditions that were constantly changing. I miss it a lot because we always had to keep up with market conditions that were constantly changing. Here we have, once again, that very interesting, very useful word that we saw some classes ago, which is the word miss, right? And in our case here, miss actually means to feel the absence. So I miss it a lot. I feel the absence of that function, right? It pains me. I'm upset because I don't have it anymore. All right? Also, another interesting expression that we have seen in our previous classes, too, is to keep up with, right? So you may still remember from our previous classes that keep up with means actually to stay on the same level or at the same pace of something, right? So to keep up with market conditions, we have to keep at the same level, at the same pace of the market conditions that we're constantly changing. All right, moving on. You never knew what would come up the next week, even the next day. You never knew what would come up the next week, even the next day. Here again, we have a very interesting phrasal verb that we've already seen in our classes here, which is come up. We've seen the phrasal verb come up as a synonym of arise, right? So if I say, the issue never came up during the meeting, what I'm saying is that the issue, the problem, never arose, was never mentioned during the meeting, right? Here we have a slightly different situation. When I say, you never knew what would come up the next week, what I'm saying is that you never knew what would happen the next week, right? So I could say, for instance, we don't know what might come up during the conference. We don't know what might come up during the conference. We don't know what might happen during the conference. All right, so come up is one of those phrasal verbs that can have more than one meaning, right? We've seen it as arise before, and then today we're seeing it as a synonym of happen. We also have another very interesting word here in the sentence, which is the word even. Even being used as an adverb can have quite a few different meanings. First of all, it can be used to express to a greater level or extent. So if I say, that new computer is even better than the last one. That new computer is even better than the last one. So I'm talking about the level of greatness of the computer here. So that new computer is even better. That new computer is better to a greater level, to a greater extent, right? But even is also used, and most of the times mainly used, as an intensifier. So if I say, she's happy, euphoric even. She's happy, euphoric even. I'm emphasizing how happy she is, right? I'm intensifying that feeling. She's happy. No, she's more than that. She's euphoric, right? And also, many times I can use it as an intensifier to express something unexpected. So for things that are unexpected. So if I say, he didn't even hear the offer. He didn't even hear the offer. I am expressing that that was an unexpected behavior, right? So he didn't even hear the offer. I didn't expect him to do that. I was surprised by his behavior. All right, so we can use even either just as an intensifier or as an intensifier for things that are unexpected, right? And also, we can use the word even as an adverb as a synonym of exactly. For instance, in the sentence, everything was even as he said it would be. So everything was even as he said it would be. Everything was exactly as he said it would be, right? So here we have a few different uses of the word even as an adverb, right? In our situation here, we're using the word even as an intensifier, right? So you never knew it would come up the next week, even the next day. I mean, that's something to be impressed, to be surprised about. All right, let's move on to our next paragraph. Is this something you enjoy? Because to be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. I'd rather know what to expect than have to reinvent the wheel every other day. Is that something you enjoy? Is that something you enjoy? No big issues there. Because to be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. Because to be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. The first thing about this sentence here that I want you to pay attention to is the pronunciation of the word because. 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 Because that's not my cup of tea. Because that's not my cup of tea. Because that's not my cup of tea. All right, so because. Because. Also, the pronunciation of definitely, which we have already practiced here, but it's always good to remember. Definitely, definitely. Remember that a stressed syllable is the de. Definitely, definitely, definitely. And we also have a very interesting expression here, which is not someone's cup of tea. If something is not your cup of tea, it's something that you don't enjoy, that you don't like, right? So basically, something someone doesn't enjoy. So if I say waking up early is not her cup of tea, what I'm saying is that she doesn't enjoy, doesn't like to wake up early, right? Or if you want to use it in an affirmative way to express something that someone likes, that someone enjoys, I could say action movies are definitely his cup of tea, right? So he really likes, he really enjoys action movies. Action movies are definitely his cup of tea, all right? Also about this expression here, let's pay attention to its pronunciation. When we say cup of tea a little faster, we're gonna once again turn that of, the word of, into a. So we're gonna say cuppa, cup of tea, cup of tea, cup of tea, cup of tea. That's not my cup of tea. That's not his cup of tea. That's definitely not my cup of tea. All right, so cuppa, cuppa, cup of tea. That's definitely not my cup of tea. All right, I'd rather know what to expect than to have to reinvent the wheel every other day. I'd rather know what to expect than to have to reinvent the wheel every other day. Two interesting expressions here. First of them is one that we have already seen, but it's always good to remember, which is had rather than, right? Which indicates a preference. So if I say, I'd rather go to the movies than to the bar, what I'm saying is that I prefer to go to the movies than to go to the bar. I'm indicating my preference, right? Or I could also say, should rather travel by car than by plane. Should rather travel by car than by plane. So she prefers to travel by car and not to travel by plane, right? So had rather than indicates a preference, right? And the second expression I want you to pay attention to here is the every other, which indicates something that is alternating. So alternating. So if I say, I go to the gym every other day, it means that one day I go to the gym, the other day I don't. Then I go again, then I don't. Then I go again, then I don't. So I am alternating the days, right? If I say, she visits her mother every other weekend, what I'm saying is that if she visits her mother this weekend, next weekend, she's not going. Then the weekend after, she is going. The weekend after, she's not going, and so on. So indicates this alternation, right? Let me give you one more example. We host a big event every other year. So if we host the event this year, next year, it's not gonna happen. Then the year after, it's gonna happen. And the year after that, it's not gonna happen again, and so on, right? So every other, you skip one. You skip one day, you skip one weekend, you skip one year, and so on. All right, so every other, meaning that you alternate something. Okay, let's move on to our next page. So, do you feel motivated at your current assignment? So, do you feel motivated at your current assignment? No big issues there. I do. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I got to do it with my team. If you're feeling unmotivated, maybe you should check with your team leader if you can try your hand at some other position. I do. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I got to do it with my team. I do. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I got to do it with my team. Attention here to the pronunciation of the word team, right? Once again, we have the letters E and A together, indicating a long E sound, right? So team, team, team. If you say Tim, it's the name Tim, right? So team, T-E-A-M, is team, team, team. So I'm glad I got you to do it with my team. I'm glad I got you to do it with my team. I'm glad I got you to do it with my team, all right? If you're feeling unmotivated, maybe you should check with your team leader. If you're feeling unmotivated, maybe you should check with your team leader. No issues there, so let's move on. If you can try your hand at some other position. If you can try your hand at some other position. We have another interesting expression here, which is try your hand. When you try your hand at something, you basically attempt to do something new, right? So I could say, I think I'm gonna try my hand at painting. I think I'm gonna try my hand at painting. So I think I'm gonna attempt to do something new. I'm gonna attempt to paint, right? I could also say, I think you should invite her to join your team. She's eager to try her hand. So I think you should invite her to join your team. She's eager to try her hand. She's eager to attempt to do something new. In this case, to join your team. All right, so a very interesting expression we have there. Also, another phrasal verb here that we've already seen and that you definitely see a lot in your life, which is to fill in. To fill in means basically to provide information or details, usually by writing them down in blank spaces, right? So if I say, I need you to fill this form in, what I'm saying is that I need you to provide information and write them down in the blank spaces of this form, right? We also see this expression in tests, right? You can see, for instance, fill in the blanks to answer the questions. Fill in the blanks to answer the questions. So fill in the blanks, provide information, provide details to answer the questions. All right, so that's it for today. But before we finish, let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
Hey, Tom, you seem a little distracted today. What's going on?
Not much. I'm just struggling a bit with all the stuff that's on my table right now.
Do you have too much to do?
Not really. It's just that I'm pretty tired of doing the same things over and over again. I want to do something new and exciting.
Is your routine getting to you? Sometimes I feel that way as well, especially when I'm not on some special assignment.
Yeah, ever since I left my previous function, it feels like my routine has become quite repetitive. In my previous rotation, I always had different tasks. No week was like the previous one.
What did you used to do? Why do you miss it so much?
I was in a team responsible for commercial strategy planning. I miss it a lot because we always had to keep up with market conditions that were constantly changing. You never knew what would come up next week, even the next day.
Is that something you enjoy? Because, to be honest, that's definitely not my cup of tea. I'd rather know what to expect than to have to reinvent the wheel every other day.
So, do you feel motivated at your current assignment?
I do. It's engaging work, and I'm glad I get to do it with my team. If you're feeling unmotivated, maybe you should check with your team leader to see if you can try your hand at some other position.
True. Maybe I'll do that today. I can't take filling in spreadsheets anymore.
That's it then. Let's hope that Tom feels a little more motivated after talking to his team leader, right? Now, you, don't forget to do your memorization hack practice, listen to the dialogue one more time, practice all the tips that I gave you here today, and I'll see you in our next class. See ya, private!